You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to have with us a popular author and dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Kentucky, Dr. Russell Moore. Welcome to Oklahoma.
Good to be with you, Brent. Glad, grateful to be here.
Now, you brought an excellent sermon this morning where you talked about eternal life. And what message did you want Oklahoma's pastors to hear from you today?
Well, I'm afraid that most people in our churches think of heaven as boring. They won't admit it. But I think most people think that really what's waiting for them is just a reflecting back on life, gathering together, with reunited with family and friends. But it's really an afterlife rather than an eternal life. And I think that what that tends to do is it makes us want to cling to all of the experiences that we can have right now and all the recognition that we can have right now. And it ultimately leads, I think, to a great deal of disappointment and a sense of meaninglessness. So I think we need to recover what Jesus talked about when he said the kingdom of God is an adventure. It's a mission. There's something waiting for you. And right now, you're training for that mission. So your life isn't behind you. Even if you're on your deathbed, your life is in front of you.
Well, it was a powerful testimony. And you talked about people's disappointments. And of course, we're both aware of the orphan crisis here and abroad. And with November being National Adoption Month, could you talk a little bit about how that's near and dear to your heart and maybe what Christians should think on that issue?
When my wife and I went through a time of infertility, many miscarriages, and we were really discouraged, I particularly was almost hopeless at that point, praying for the Lord to send us children, give us children. When my wife first broached the topic of maybe the Lord's leading us to adopt, I was reluctant. I didn't know anybody who had adopted, and I thought, you know, that's something other people do, and what will this look like, and maybe we ought to have, in my words at the time, our own children. Now that seems so dark and stupid to me, but those were my words at the time. And then later adopt. And the Lord led us to two little one-year-old boys in a Russian orphanage that totally changed our lives for the better and totally changed our understanding of the gospel. Because what I was understanding was some sense of identity as being primarily blood. Your own children are those who are biologically related to you. And so when people would ask us questions like, well, are they brothers? Well, yeah, well, they're brothers. Now they're our kids. Well, yeah, but are they really brothers? It would lead to this great sense of frustration because I'm trying to explain, no, this adoption means we're really and truly family right now. And it was only then that I really got what's going on in Ephesians and Galatians and Romans, where the gospel is saying you are all, male and female, Jew and Greek, slave and free, brothers in Christ Jesus. This is a real and true family. And so ever since then, the Lord has kind of put a burden on my heart for us to recover James 1:27, which says that all Christians are called to care for widows and orphans in their distress. That doesn't mean every Christian is called to adopt or to foster, but it means every Christian is called to care for orphans and widows in some way. And so for some people, that means adoption. For some people in our churches, there's room enough and love enough in that home that there ought to be another stocking on the mantle this Christmas. But for other people, it means becoming involved in foster care. For other people, it means welcoming an unwed mother or single mother who needs help or job training into your home. For other people, it means financially helping a couple who are involved in adoption or foster care. And for others, it means going and taking care of widows and orphans in parts of the world or neighborhoods in North America who can't be adopted, but who need the presence of Christ. And so God's calling our churches to recognize and to claim our heritage as orphan-protecting, widow-loving people. And I think that shows up in a thousand different ways in our churches.
Amen. That's so well said. And Oklahoma commends you on your family and your compassion. You know, with it being November and a landslide election, key election just having happened, and maybe it didn't go some of the ways that people expected. Could you talk about culturally some critical issues that you see and how Christians should interact for that in in our day?
Well, I think the key thing is that Christians need to respond to every tumult in the political world, no matter what it is, with kindness and with honor. And so having conviction doesn't mean that you sacrifice kindness. As a matter of fact, Paul says to Timothy, kindness is itself an act of spiritual warfare, because in kindness, you are speaking to some of those who have been taken captive by the devil. And of course, not everybody who disagrees with us is taken captive by the devil, but all of us were formerly taken captive by the god of this age, the scripture says, and we all had our minds changed by the gospel, and we're all continually having our minds changed as we're being conformed to the image of Christ. So we shouldn't have an angry spirit, and we shouldn't have a desperate hand-wringing spirit. That's what losers in the arc of history do. We're not losers, we're winners. If you understand what the gospel says, ultimately we're the kings and queens of the universe. So that means we don't fret when we see certain things happening. The Bible says there are going to be challenges and struggles all the time and in every age of the church. And so we need to be an optimistic, hopeful people who are speaking with conviction, speaking also on mission with a sense of tenderness and kindness and Christ-likeness. So I think that we shouldn't be the sort of people who are panicked. We ought to be the sort of people who are burdened and who are praying. All sorts of issues confront us in our country and in our churches. But I think the issues that are probably the most pressing and the most dangerous are the issues we don't see. And so these are the ways that we have been conformed into the surrounding culture without ever recognizing that we have been conformed to that surrounding culture. So sometimes I think what we want to do is to see those things that we obviously recognize as unjust and evil, and we ought to do that. But we, at the same time, need to be asking, how have we become the people that Jesus warned us about? And so how have we become people who love mammon, for instance, and worship our own security, or the people who turn a blind eye to the sorts of things that happen among us? A divorce culture, for instance, that has wrecked the lives of children and families, harmed women, and rips apart the image of Christ and His church in marriage. Those sorts of things have to be constantly being evaluated as we're conforming our minds to the image of Christ.
That's an excellent response, and you'll want to follow Dr. Moore's blog, which is More to the Point, or follow him on Twitter as well, at Dr. Moore.
That's right, yes.
And just always offering excellent thoughts. Just one more question briefly. If you could tell Oklahoma Baptists how we could be praying for you and your ministry or your family, we would love to hear that.
Well, I am very thankful for Oklahoma Baptists for the way that through the cooperative program, you are funding not only together our World Mission Enterprise, our North American Mission Enterprise, but six seminaries that are raising up a new generation of pastors and missionaries and church leaders. And many of them, their names and faces you won't know, but they're taking the gospel all over the world through sacrificial giving. And I'm appreciative of that. Also appreciative of the way that Oklahoma is a healthy state of churches that hold to the gospel, believe in the mission, and in which you have older pastors shepherding and mentoring younger pastors. And that is a good, healthy sign, and I wish the rest of the country would pay attention to some of the good things that are happening in Oklahoma on that. In terms of praying for me, if you could just pray that I would be faithful in my family and in my ministry, and that I would keep my eyes and my vision on Christ and on the kingdom of Christ.
We sure will. We're talking to Dr. Russell Moore, who is an author, scholar, and great friend to Oklahoma Baptist. Dr. Moore, thank you for joining us on Messenger Insight.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.